Joining me now from Miami in Florida is Tad Devine, top strategist to the Bernie Sanders campaign. Tad, welcome back to On Point.
Hi, Tom. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. How did you do it in Michigan, sir?
Well, I think we fought really hard in Michigan. Bernie's message of taking on a rigged economy, an economy that sends almost all the new wealth to the top, and a rigged economy that's held in place by a corrupt system of campaign finance, I think resonated powerfully, as did his message on trade. I mean, Bernie Sanders has opposed, I think, every trade agreement that has come before the Congress while he's been there for the last 25 years. He's seen them as vehicles to export American jobs overseas. And I think it was the opposition to trade and that central economic message that resonated powerfully in Michigan.
So it worked for you, but the polls said, and you know this very well, that Clinton was up by 20 points on the eve of this vote. You're quoted in Politico saying, you know, even a near win would be pretty good. An outright win would be unbelievable. So what happened? We've got the message, but give us the math. What worked out for you here?
Yeah. Well, we looked at our own polling, and while I thought the race was going to be close, and I was not predicting that we were going to win, I thought we could get it down to single digits. I think what happened was the last 48 hours, so last really three days, a number of things happened. Number one, I think Bernie Sanders had a very strong performance in the debate with Hillary Clinton. I think a lot of people saw that in the debate, and they said, oh, he was too aggressive, or he said things inappropriately to her, or something of that nature. I think quite to the contrary. He had a long and vivid debate with her on the issue of trade and whether or not the trade policies, which she has supported in the past and he has opposed, were good for Michigan and America. And I think that really got through. I think he did a good job the next night. We had an opportunity with a town hall meeting on Fox News, which a lot of people saw as well. I think his campaigning across the state, I think if you look at Hillary's campaigning, a lot of it was concentrated in and around metropolitan Detroit. We campaigned all across the state of Michigan. Got a lot of people excited. I was with him at a rally in Ann Arbor the night before the elections, almost 6,000 people there, and they were very excited about him. So I think it was a combination of the tactics we employed and the message that he delivered, and particularly his performance in the debate.
Here was Sanders last night with the press late at night. The poll number showed a tight race between him and Hillary Clinton.
We were 60 or 70 points down in the polls, and yet what we have seen is in poll after poll, state after state, what we have done is created the kind of momentum that we need to win.
Bernie Sanders last night, and he took it by 2 points. Tad Devine is his top strategist. He is with us across the South. Bernie had taken some heavy lickings. He did again yesterday in Mississippi. Clinton crushed him there with 89 to 11% with black voters. What about the African-American vote in Michigan, Tad?
Well, we were very pleased to see in Michigan the exit polls that Bernie is now up over 30%. Support with African-American voters. And if you go down the age spectrum of that with younger African-American voters, he's actually going toe-to-toe with her and winning almost as much support as she does. So we understand that if Bernie's going to be the nominee of the party, we're going to have to win more support from African-American voters. You know, I think in these early contests concentrated in the South, voters there know Hillary Clinton well. She was the first lady of Arkansas for many years. That's a state that abuts many others in the South. They were comfortable with her and her record. But I think as we move through this process and voters, African-American voters, Latinos, other voters in this process get to know more about Bernie Sanders' record, I think with African-American voters in particular, his activism, civil rights movement, his record of support for issues they care about in Congress, and his agenda to empower people and to take on injustice in our society, I think it's going to resonate powerfully, and I think we'll continue to win more and more support.
Trade was big. It was huge. We talked about it right here yesterday, Tad. Of course, the other person on the trail who is talking very critically about U.S. trade deals is Donald Trump, and there's speculation in the press this morning that if it comes down to Clinton trumping the end, and I know that's not where you're aiming, but that Trump may actually take some of that same sentiment that's anti-free trade deal and use it against Clinton if she's the Democratic flag bearer.
Well, I think that's a legitimate concern. Trump is very unorthodox in his positions on a broad range of issues. He does not conform to Republican orthodoxy on trade and other issues as well. And I think if he goes into states like Michigan, or even his home state of New York, and begins to deliver two things. Number one, an issue about economics, particularly centered on trade. And number two, and I think this is even a bigger threat if Hillary is the nominee of the party, if Trump goes in and says, listen, I am not beholden to special interests. I do not take their money. That is one of the reasons I think Bernie is succeeding, and I think that's why he, against Trump, would be a much better candidate. Hillary is going to really, I think, be vulnerable on those attacks on trade and also on the attacks of taking special interest money to fund her campaign.
We've got callers for you here from Sanders territory, Bridgewater, Vermont. Howard, you're on with the top strategist for the Bernie Sanders campaign, Tad Devine.
Thanks, Tom. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do think that Bernie has a way better chance than Hillary. And it's not about all of her political baggage, and it's not about her likability and her flip-flopping and all that, nor is it about her not disclosing those transcripts. What it's about is that she hasn't created the intensity, and more importantly, she's not getting the turnout that Trump is getting and that Bernie would get in the general election.
Howard, she's got the delegates stacked up like firewood already, though. What about it?
Yeah, well, Bernie and Hillary both stated that they need a strong Democratic turnout in the general election to win. And if Hillary beats Bernie in the primary, she's not going to get the votes that she needs by those who now support Bernie.
Howard, we've got it. Our time is short with Tad Devine. Tad, take us through this delegate count. I mean, two things. Bernie Sanders said last night the rest of the map, he thinks, looks favorable to him. So take us through that map and work with us on the delegate count, because she's got a lot more delegates stacked up than Bernie Sanders at this point. How do you make it work as Sanders' strategist?
Well, we're going to have to, well, first let me just say I agree with Howard. I think, you know, he's absolutely right about the enthusiasm for the turnout, and that's the key to this election. You know, in terms of winning the delegates, she does have an enormous advantage. And on the Democratic side, we have a system of proportional representation that makes it hard to win delegates in large numbers. But we believe we can, and here's how. You know, we're going to have a bunch of contests next week. In some big states, there's going to be a lot of delegates on the table. We're going to compete. I don't know if we're going to win. You know, most of those states are, you know, many of them, but I do think we will win delegates in all of them and try to add to our total. Then we're going to start moving into territory where I think Bernie Sanders is going to do really well. Places like Washington State, places like Wisconsin. I think we can actually show down with Hillary Clinton in her own state of New York. You know, Bernie is a guy who grew up in Brooklyn. He's got an incredible story to tell about his own life and experience there. He's someone who I think upstate New Yorkers know well from being close to Vermont and the Burlington media market, so we gained some advantage from that. I think his message is going to resonate powerfully in New York. And then we're going to go through a number of states like Pennsylvania, a lot of northeastern states, and then we're going to move on to places like California and New Jersey. You know, one of the advantages we have in this process in terms of catching up is in 2008, California, New Jersey, and New York were all on Super Tuesday. This year, they're very late in the process. New York's in late April, mid-April. California and New Jersey are in June. So we've got time to catch up. And I think if we do catch up and we beat her in a lot of these states all across this nation, I think Democratic superdelegates and others are going to take a step back. They're going to look at Bernie versus Trump in the polls, and they're going to ask themselves a very serious question. This is the question we want them to ask. Who will be the strongest candidate to take on the Republican and win the general election? And I think when that happens, if we do what we need to do and catch up in delegates, I think Bernie will win the nomination.
Does a Sanders victory, Tad Devine, count on superdelegates who have leeway in how they cast their vote jumping ship, leaving the Clinton, you know, column of their own accord and going to Sanders? Do you have to woo them over?
Yes, we're going to have to win support. But remember in 2008, Barack Obama won support of over 120 superdelegates who previously had endorsed Hillary Clinton. They came to him during the course of the process before the convention. So there is precedent for large-scale superdelegate movement. And I think we can do it here. It's going to take some time. It's not going to be easy. I'm not suggesting that this is just going to fall into our lap. He's going to have to work hard and earn it. But I think if we do this right, those superdelegates will do the right thing and support Bernie if he proves he's the strongest candidate in this race.
So that means victory is not just on winning these primaries, but it's on persuading superdelegates that he would be the stronger candidate against the Republican, perhaps Donald Trump.
It is. You know, we're going to have to win that argument and not just win these primaries and caucuses coming up. And I think we can win the argument. Right now, our argument is bolstered by the polling. If you look at almost all of the polls that we've seen in recent weeks, there was a CNN poll out a week or so ago that reaffirmed this. Bernie is the strongest candidate against Trump and against Cruz, for example. I mean, Bernie was beating Ted Cruz by 17 points, and Hillary Clinton was losing to Ted Cruz. So, I mean, I think if the polling in the weeks ahead looks that way, I think superdelegates in the Democratic Party are going to They want to win. They understand the consequences of what's at stake in this election. Perhaps another Supreme Court seat or two in the next president's term. Whether or not they will try to undo the tremendous progress that President Obama and Vice President Biden have created in the course of their tenure. So,
yeah, of course, Hillary says that too. What about African Americans? Do you have to change the profile of turnout and vote among the African American community in this country to have a prayer?
Absolutely. The African American constituency is one of the most important core constituencies of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders, I believe, will be able to appeal to African Americans across this country as they get to know him. I know sometimes people say, well, you've been out there for months and months and months, and why don't you have any one to support yet? Well, it's a big country and it's going to take a long time. But I think if we can be successful, and he has the opportunity to deliver an acceptance speech at the convention, if he has an opportunity to campaign through the country in the fall, his message will resonate powerfully with that community, and I think we will win a lot of support. And I'm sure we'll be helped in that effort by people like President Obama.
Ted, we got 10 seconds with you. How big a Hail Mary is this superdelegate play that you're now counting on?
Well, I think if we win the way I believe we can win between now and California, I don't think it's a Hail Mary at all. I think people will realize it's the right thing to do, and they'll do it.
Ted Devine, top strategist for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Congratulations on last night in Michigan.